So in 2014, I tossed in the towel, gave it all up, and went Amish. Well, it didn't actually happen like that. I did trade the Airbnb business at our cottage in Berkeley, California, near the university, and our mega cottage in Vermont, and our Airbnb business in Hawaii, and bought a piece of land near my ancestral land in Pennsylvania, where, yes, it gets frozen in the winter, but we started the home for wayward people. It was a fabulous rolling farm in fact, Amish country. Not the most desirable piece of land, so it was up for sale. And we farmed it with crazy people and sane people. And the deal was, you could bring any crazy person you wanted, as long as they weren't, you know, ultra-violent. And if you would caretake them, then you could live on the land for free and help us farm. As long as there wasn't any destruction happening. There was one person trying to do some good and another person running around in the bushes naked swearing, then, you know, the person doing good can help the other person to not hurt himself or other people, and eventually everyone started farming. And even the crazy people. You know, because most people aren't so crazy that if you put a gun to their head, they wouldn't notice. There are some sad souls like that. But most people understand the basics of reality and have some craziness. That is to say, they're several sigmas away from the curve. But it turns out that even people this crazy, as long as they had a handler, were really happy picking berries and digging furrows and chopping wood and sharing meals, singing songs, running around naked in the bushes and the hills.